Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm joined by Tracy Reynolds from Reynolds Spice Rub. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Now, tell us all about the world of Reynolds Spice Rubs and how you got started and everything that's involved.
Okay. Well, it started during COVID. And I used to work for a concierge company. And one of my jobs was buying retirement gifts.
Okay.
And most of these were for men, of course. And I realized that it was hard to buy for men.
Yeah.
And so I remember thinking, what does my husband like?
Right.
Well, he likes spice rubs. And what if I could do a gift box? And that was kind of where this idea began.
Oh, that's perfect.
So he likes unique spice rubs. But I'm really careful about like what is in those rubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also at that time, our older sons were into bourbon, and I'm like, so I started researching products like
right.
for a bourbon rub.
Now, have you ever made spice rubs before?
Well, yeah, but not like this way.
Okay.
So I researched bourbon rubs, and everything had an artificial flavor, and I'm like, is there a way to maybe get real bourbon flavor in that.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't have artificial stuff. So
right.
I started, that began like a 12-month trial and error of how could I get the flavor of the bourbon in this, infuse it in a salt.
Right.
And then add the other spices to that.
Now, is your husband taste testing all these as you're going along?
We had taste testers. We had family over around the table. They had notebooks. They marked what they liked and what they didn't like. And we put it on different kinds of meat. And yes, we had taste testing for sure.
Well, that's a good time to be in a Reynolds household.
Yeah, that was a good time. So it was a long process, but But back that up, when I first started, the idea was in my head. I thought, I don't even know how to begin this. Like, I didn't even know how to run a business or what even the chamber really did, I'm embarrassed to say.
Oh, no.
So, but thankfully, I was at an event. I ran into then at the time, Lauren Klusman, Lauren Twombly.
Yes.
And she introduced me to Rob Parker because I said to her, I go, if you know of anyone who might be able to let me use their kitchen, and that began an introduction into the Chamber of Commerce here in town.
Oh, awesome.
And how welcoming you all were to me, how encouraging you all were to me, which I don't have anyone in my family who's done a business, so like I wouldn't know where to begin.
Well, it's hard because you don't really, you seriously don't know what you don't know.
No, exactly. You don't. And that's where I was. So that was the beginning of a wonderful just gift, honestly, of let's help you, and took off from there.
Yeah. So you're actually located in the chamber building.
I am so grateful for that. I work out of the chamber building and based here in Warsaw.
Yes. Well, I know I love it when you're working because the building smells so amazing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Now, from those humble beginnings, now you had something a very special invitation last year. Tell us all about this and how this came about.
Yeah. So I am a big fan of Chip and Joanna Gaines, Magnolia, and I knew they had what's called a Magnolia Celebration every year. It's a very big event. Mm-hmm. And this was their 10th annual one. And I applied to be a vendor. Now, I will tell you, I applied before when I was in like the infant stages of my business. And I'm so grateful I did not get accepted because I wouldn't have known what I was in for. But I was shocked when I received a letter of congratulations from Magnolia.
Now, this is really exclusive, right? Like, how many people applied and then how many people got accepted?
Well, we were told that it was around 2,500 applied across the country and that 80 were selected.
So you were one of 80 out of 2,500. at least 2,500 people that applied. Wow, good for you.
Right. We were thrilled, but the logistics were going to be tricky. We're not based in Texas, yeah. But it was okay. It was such an honor, and we were excited to be invited.
Yeah. So tell us about being down there. What did you take? Did you take a special type of rub? Did you take many rubs? Tell us about your whole product line for our listeners so they know what you offer so they can buy some from you.
Right. Yeah. First of all, it started as gift boxes, and we started on Etsy. And that first year, that was primarily what we did. But I really wanted to be an online store. Mm-hmm. So did a little wholesale, but really tried to do a deep dive into building a website mm-hmm. and starting there. So then we could start selling individual ones. We also did some shows, not just more like markets, mm-hmm. not big markets where businesses come and buy, but just where individuals come.
Sure.
So we did that. And then our best seller is what's called Bourbon Bold. So we have 8 flavors, 2 made with bourbon, 2 made with wine. And when I say made with bourbon, there's real bourbon infused in the salt.
Wow.
We do that same process with real wine, the juice from fresh lemons, and the juice from fresh limes. So we have 2 of each of those. So 8 flavors in total. We do 4-ounce tins, and we also do smaller sample bags for people who want to try it first. So we didn't take any gift boxes down to Texas, but we did take a lot of individual. We had multiple Zoom calls with the team mm-hmm. at Magnolia, so they were helped kind of guide us what to take mm-hmm. and all right. of that. And it's so many people that it's moved so fast. Like you've got to have like a lot of cash and carry and go that way.
Yeah. So tell us, how do people get in touch with you? How do people buy your products? Are you in any stores locally, or is it all online?
So mainly online. You can check us out at ReynoldsSpiceRubs.com. Mm-hmm. That's ReynoldsSpice, Spice Rubs. And we even have local pickup for those people who live in this area mm-hmm. and they don't want to pay for shipping, and we don't want you to have to pay for shipping.
Right.
So that's an option. And we're in the process of doing some new wholesale accounts that we can tell you more about in the future.
Ooh, look forward to an upcoming episode.
Yeah. And of course, we're still on Etsy. We don't do much there, but we're there for people who want to buy gift sets.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know?
How much I love the Chamber. I am a big fan, and now spread the good word about the Chamber to all people when they ask me, where do you work? And I'm like, the Chamber. So you all have been great to me. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And this is not a paid advertisement right. for the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
That's absolutely right.
Well, thank you, Tracy, for joining us today. And please, if you need some of the best spice rubs around, get a hold of Tracy. You'd be glad you did.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma. Sarcoma. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Whiting with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. In this episode, BizBuzz takes us to downtown Warsaw to Fitness for You and Metabolic Mechanics. So I'm here with Mandy Wilkie. Mandy, you have a new facility here in downtown Warsaw. Just tell us all about it and how did this all begin?
Yeah, Fitness for You and Metabolic Mechanics was created specifically to support women, especially for women over 40 who want smarter, more sustainable approaches to fitness. And after the years working with women, I've came to understand that, you know, a lot of them feel frustrated. They've, you know, became injured with some of the things that they've done in the past, maybe with fitness, and, you know, have been overlooked by traditional gyms. So I built a space that prioritizes strength, confidence, and long-term health. And my goal is to help women feel strong and capable in their bodies at every stage of life.
Oh, that's perfect. And it's such a beautiful facility. So what is Fitness for You? Like, what do you guys stand for as a business and as a community partner?
So Fitness for You stands for empowering women through education, strength, and confidence. Many women over 40 are told to slow down and even to settle down. But I believe in teaching them how to train safely, intelligently, and efficiently. As a locally owned and operated female business, I'm committed to supporting women in our community by helping them stay active, independent, and strong for the long run.
Well, thank you very much for doing that. So there's several gyms in town. So what makes Fitness for You and Metabolic Mechanics different from other gyms or training facilities?
Yeah. Fitness for You is exclusively for women with the focus on women over 40 and particularly. I take into account hormonal changes, joint health, past injuries, and metabolic challenges that often come with aging. Instead of a one-size-fits-all workout, I provide small groups and personalized training, hands-on coaching, to make sure each woman feels safe, supported, and confident as she progresses.
That's really good that you can go to a place that's really targeted for what your specific needs are. So what type of services and programs do you offer?
I offer small group fitness, strength training, and nutrition coaching designed specifically for women over 40. My programs include women's boxing and strength, and that helps you with self-defense training and a convenient lunchtime class for busy schedules. At the end of the month, we're also launching a Pilates and strength class to support core strength, mobility, and injury prevention. Everything I offer is built around helping women gain strength safely, feel confident, and stay consistent.
Wow, that's perfect. So tell us once again, who is Fitness for You for, and what do you hope women experience when they walk through your doors?
So Fitness for You is for women, especially women over 40, who want to feel strong without feeling intimidated or broken. When a woman walks through my doors, I want her to feel welcomed, supported, and capable. And my goal is for every client to leave feeling empowered, educated, and confident in what her body can do and in the years ahead.
Well, Mandy, thank you so much for doing this. And let us know, tell us about your new location and how people can get in touch with you.
So my new location is downtown Warsaw above Matt Anthony's. I'm on the third floor. You can get in touch with me through fitnessforyoumetabolicmechanics.com, or you can give me a call at 574-306-6898. We also have walk-in hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 7 p.m. So if you're interested and you want a little tour and get some more information, you can hop on up here and we can help you out.
Well, Mandy, thank you for everything. Thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and joining our downtown community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.